speak loud and clear. Come unto Pharaoh. And the Lord said unto Moses, come unto Pharaoh, for I have hardened his heart and the heart of his servants, that I may set these signs of mine within him. We should understand the following. One, the question in the Zohar, why does it not say, go unto Pharaoh? Two, the question people ask, why did the Creator need Pharaoh's consent to bring out the people of Israel? Three, the question people ask, why did he deny him the choice? Four, the reason I will set these signs of mine within him. If the Creator wants to make signs, why did he have to do it by afflicting Pharaoh through the plagues? He could have made signs in different ways that would not harm Pharaoh. To explain all this, we first need to bring the words of our sages. One should always see oneself as half guilty, half innocent. If he performs one mitzvah, one commandment, happy is he, for he has sentenced himself to the side of merit. This is perplexing. If he has already sentenced himself to the side of merit, how can he see himself once more as half and half? Also, we should understand if he has committed a transgression, he has sentenced himself to the side of guilt. So how can he say afterwards that he is half guilty and half innocent? We should also understand if he knows that he has few merits. How is it that he's taught to lie and make the similitude of falsehood, which is half and half? Also, we should understand what our sages said. Anyone who is greater than his friend, his inclination is greater than him. If he is righteous, what does he deserve the punishment of having a greater evil inclination? We should also understand what our sages said, transgressed and repeated, it becomes as though permitted to him. Why was it done so that it would become for him as though permitted? And we also need to understand what our sages said. To the wicked, it seems like a hair's breadth. And to the righteous, as a high mountain. And which is the truth? The thing is that there is an order in the work of the Creator, because the Creator wants to prevent the bread of shame. A person has to make a choice to choose the good and loathe the bad. Hence, the Creator can deliver the people of Israel from the exile in Egypt if he gives them only the good inclination and subdues the evil. And then a person will not be in any exile. However, since the Creator wants men to make the choice, it is required for one to agree that the people of Israel will emerge from the exile of his individuality. This is called by his own conscious choice. He must agree that the Pharaoh within him, who is the king of Egypt, will not govern Israel in him. The Pharaoh comes from the words para, the head, uncovered the head, meaning revealing. That is, by wanting everything within him to be revealed, or he, the king of Egypt, controls the body with the quality of Egypt, afflicting a person when he wants to do something for the sake of the Creator. So, when he wants revelation, meaning that everything will be according to his intellect, that his mind will understand that it is worthwhile to do the actions, he permits men to work. And this is why Pharaoh asks, "Who is the Lord that I should obey his voice?" What is this work for you? With this force, it controls the Israel in him. Since Israel means Yashar El, straight to the Creator. Meaning that everything he does will be directly for the sake of the Creator. Meaning in order to bestow. And this is, as our sages said, there shall be no foreign God within you. Who is a foreign God within man's body? It is the evil inclination. This means that if he should do something for the Creator, it is foreign to him to do such actions. This is the opposite of Israel, who wants specifically straight to the Creator. Hence, in order to bring Israel out of the governance of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, meaning to agree to make a choice so he can do everything in order to bestow, we need specifically the light of Torah. As our sages said, the light in it reforms him. By this, we will understand why it's written, come and not go. Since come means come, the two of us together. So that one will not think that he can submit his evil inclination by himself. Rather, as it is written, man's inclination overcomes him every day. Were it not for the help of the Creator, he would not overcome it. Hence, one should not say that he cannot defeat his evil, for he must believe that the Creator will help him. And this is the meaning of come. The Zohar asks about what our sages said. He who comes to purify is aided. It asks, with what is he aided? And it replies, with the holy soul. When one is born, he is given nefesh from the side of a pure beast. If he is rewarded more, he is given ruach. Thus, each time a person is purified and overcomes his evil, a higher degree is revealed in him, which is called Torah, or the light of Torah. By this, we will understand why the hardening of the heart comes to him, and why, if the Creator wants to make things, to make signs, he must suffer for no reason by the hardening of the heart. The thing is that when a person wants to walk in the ways of the Creator, on the path of truth, he should not say that he is incapable because he has many iniquities. Since this is not about coming before the courthouse of above when he is charged on how many merits he has. Here, it is about a person himself, judging himself and saying that he cannot make a choice, since choosing is between two equal things between which he should decide. For this reason, they said that one should see oneself as half guilty, half innocent, since the Creator deliberately made it so that the good and the bad will always be of equal weight, so he can decide. Hence, if he performs one commandment and has decided to the side of merit, he becomes great. At that time, they say, anyone who is greater than his friend, his inclination is greater than him. In other words, the Creator deliberately hardens his heart, so he would be able to make a choice once more. For in each choice, a person gains the letters of the Torah. Thus, the signs are not for the sake of the Creator, but for the sake of men. It therefore follows that the hardening of the heart is only for men's sake, for by this he will be rewarded with the letters of the Torah. And although during the fact the person does not feel all that he is meant to feel, when he has completed his discernment, what he has done all that time is revealed to him at once. Like the allegory that Baal Solam once gave, this is similar to a person earning nothing but zeros. And each time he sees that he has earned only zero. After the first time, he has one zero. After the second time, two zeros. And after the third, three zeros. Until he accumulates many zeros. But at the end of his work, he earns a one. Thus, he might have one zero with the one, which is only 10. Or he might have 1 million or more. It follows that each time letters of the Torah are added in him. And this is the meaning of that I may set these signs of mine within him.
Torah that are accumulated in a person. Again, what are these letters of the Torah that are added or accumulated in a person?
The letters of the Torah
simanim
are the signs
she abure bahem masbir leadam miu,
through which the Creator explains to a person who is he, what is he, what state is he in, so on and so forth. The letters of the Torah are the forms of connection, communication between man and the Creator, or the Creator and man.
Ken.
In relation to the choice, First, he asks the question why the Creator took away from Pharaoh the choice. And in the middle of the article, he says that the Creator wants the person to make a choice by his own decision, consciously. And he explains that if the person says that he understands it with his mind and everything is revealed, then Pharaoh allows him to do it. And if he wants to go above it, then Pharaoh doesn't let him do it. So what does it mean that a person chooses consciously? How can he choose? Also, he says that it is equal. So what is this whole matter of choice here?
A person always chooses to be above his desire and how it can direct him.
Also, I think that yesterday we learned that after the first five plagues, the Creator takes away from Pharaoh the choice. So what does that mean? It means that in this process, a person suddenly receives an upper reason, something happens to him, there's a certain point of shattering or what?
Well, that's not immediately.
The point is that we always say we have to go above reason. Here he says that one has, by his own consciously or by his own reason, he has to make a choice.
A choice consciously. But what he attains, that's already above his reason.
Ken.
What does it mean to earn a zero? Each time to earn a zero?
He doesn't make himself anything more than a zero. And as many zeros as he can set.
He asks in the beginning, why do we need Pharaoh's consent? I didn't understand what the answer is. Why is Pharaoh's consent required?
When do they ask Pharaoh?
All work is until Pharaoh says, let my people go. Until then, they don't go. They remain in Egypt. So why do we need Pharaoh if there is the Creator?
Pharaoh stands before the Creator. A person needs to decide who is he asking. Before whom is he bowing down?
So the question stands even stronger. So, in the end, he waits until Pharaoh tells him to go out. Why does he simply go out? Because the Creator told him that he can exit. That's it.
A person decides.
If a person decides, why does he need Pharaoh's consent?
A person decides. He's standing in the middle between Pharaoh and the Creator. And then he decides.
I understand. I know the story. Moses stands there seemingly between the Creator and Pharaoh, but if so, why do we need Pharaoh to say, okay, go away? Let him not say it. We will go against his will. What do we care if he wants us to stay in Egypt? If the person decides, let's go out. That's what I'm asking. Why do we need Pharaoh's consent?
A person has to come to a state where also even the Pharaoh says to him, go out.
Why? What is this needed for? Maybe I'll ask differently, because I think the confusion, maybe at least in me, is who is this Pharaoh inside of me? Forget about the story that there is the king of Egypt and all that. Who is this Pharaoh that I need his consent? Who is this Pharaoh inside of me so that if he doesn't agree, I can't get out?
The evil inclination inside a person.
Who is he in the world of the discernments in the work? There is a point in the heart, the intention to bestow, the intention to receive.
Before the Creator, against the Creator.
So he's the intention in order to receive.
Yes.
So until the intention to receive says, go out or actually cancel me, because what does it mean to come out in the internality of the person? That this intention is actually cancelled.
Yes.
So until this intention says that you can cancel me, or I don't know how to say it, hopefully I'm saying it correctly, the person cannot get out. The person doesn't shift from the intention to receive to the intention to bestow. So we need the agreement, the consent of the intention to receive in order to get out of it?
Yes.
No, no.
I don't get it. Why is it so? And if so, why do we need the Creator? So the person is there in the middle. He learns a little bit about the Creator, what is the intention to bestow. He learns a little bit about what is the intention to receive. Maybe not a little, maybe a lot. And then he needs to get the agreement, the consent of the intention to receive in order to shift, to in order to bestow.
Yes.
Why do we care about this intention to receive? I want to destroy it, to get rid of it. Why do I need it to agree?
You cannot, without the consent of Pharaoh, you cannot leave Egypt.
Even
more than that, Pharaoh ultimately pushes them outside of Egypt.
No.
It's true, according to the story, that's how it is.
And
I still don't understand why, what for, what's in it?
What's in it? Both the force of the Creator and the force of Pharaoh work in a person in single direction to bring the children of Israel out of Egypt. Except with the Creator is according to the same line of the upper force, and according to the Pharaoh, it's against him. But he does it himself. Pharaoh is doing double the work.
One work he does is to hold Israel in Egypt and not let him come out.
Yes.
And on the other hand, he increases in them the desire to shift to bestow.
He opens the gate to go out.
It's interesting what you said, that he's afraid that Israel will take over. On the other hand, it says here that they are afraid that Pharaoh will take Israel and rule with Israel, meaning there's the opposite fear here. What is this fear that Pharaoh will govern with Israel? Seemingly it's the opposite.
That he will subdue Israel, and Israel will work for the sake of Pharaoh.
What's wrong with that?
What's wrong about it? It's all against the Creator.
But the Creator wants the created beings to have pleasure, to delight, so he can take Israel with Pharaoh and let them enjoy.
He doesn't consider it pleasure.
He doesn't think it's pleasure. So this is the person's choice to see if he's operating with Pharaoh and Israel through pleasure or punishment, suffering.
Yes.
The help is focused on Israel's choice to get out of Egypt. That's the point.
Yes.
Thanks.
Again.
To continue this scrutiny, the shifting, what should be the decision, the shifting each time?
Connection, bestowal. That's what Pharaoh demands from Israel.
Well, it seems that there are states in which it appears as though the Creator is sabotaging the person when he wants to succeed by himself. He hinders him in all kinds of ways, and then he sees that he is failing. Then he turns to the Creator out of helplessness. The question is, when a person turns to the Creator out of helplessness, is that what it means to decide?
In the end, the Creator decides.
And this appeal out of helplessness, the question is, this appeal, does it come from a place of... How shall I explain it? When a person turns out of helplessness, is that a correct appeal even? Because the Creator spoiled his path. He doesn't turn to him because he sees him as great. He turns to him because he has no choice.
It's even better.
Why is it better?
Because you come to the final scrutiny.
But he's doing out of lack of choice, not by his own choice that the Creator is great and ruling.
It doesn't matter. Whatever is revealed to him, that's the end of the line, end of the path.
So how do we cope at that moment with the shame? Because a person thinks that he can do it by himself, and then he fails and he sees that he has to come to the Creator. There is an unpleasant feeling in that. You feel as though you're taking advantage of the Creator. Someone great wanted to help you, and you said, I don't need you, I can do it by myself, by my own. Then you try to do it on your own, you see that you cannot, then you have to bend your ego and come back to him. It's an unpleasant feeling.
Unpleasant sensation, I wouldn't say so. The fact that a person wanted and he now receives, he's happy about it. He thinks about it as in a form of redemption.
Even though I come to him from a place of lack of choice, I don't come to him because he's great.
You start reluctantly, but gradually you see that it's not only about the choice, but rather I truly want it.
So the moment that we hold on to it, in spite of the discomfort, the feeling of that truly you come to him, you came to a person because you were forced to come to him. You didn't come willingly, but the fact that you continue and hold on to it, later the Creator helps you to see him as great, or he gives you help in that.
Yes.
Pharaoh, the ego, was already ready earlier, in an earlier stage, to let Israel go, but his heart was hardened, and he writes, so that I may set his signs of mine within him. Then he says, it's for the benefit of men, all of these plagues. It's for the benefit of men, because this is what inserts the signs of the Torah into the person. And one decision and another decision add up to the tokens, the signs, of the letters of the Torah. How is it to man's benefit that he gets all his blows and then he gets the completion?
He receives the letters of the Torah and not blows. That's what's important for him.
But it's felt as blows, as plagues.
It's felt as the letters of Torah more and more. The Torah enters the heart, the person's heart, and he uses it in this way, and he wins.
What does it mean? What exactly enters into the heart of the person?
He starts using these letters to bend his heart each time. Choice. Then his heart becomes full with the letters of Torah.
He felt even beforehand that he is willing to bow down in the direction of the Torah. And,
but now he acquired all the letters. All the letters, all the signs.
הבין את ה...
He understood the acts of the Creator by walking on the path of above reason.
Person, well, Pharaoh said even before, okay, I get it, I had enough, I'm willing.
The Creator
on his side says, no, it's not enough. So there is an addition here.
He needs to open man's heart, which is Pharaoh's heart, until a person sees that there's only bad in it, only evil.
No.
Ken. Thank you to continue, Jonathan. It turns out that the decision is not some action that I do, but rather it's annulment. When I annul myself before the upper force, before the ten, through them I later receive the letters of the Torah. And this is what influences me. And,
but you decide.
Yes, but it's through my annulment. It's not through some actions that I search for.
The annulment is the action. It's a very strong action.
Okay, this is clear, but from here comes the question. Where comes the force to annul? Before you, because you feel you receive a certain greatness, you have some understanding, oh, I have Pharaoh and I have the good inclination, the bad inclination, I need to decide what am I going to do. In the end, you really take a step back. So from where do you get this power to end now?
Certainly from above, certainly from the Creator. Of course, you get it by yearning for it, and there's nothing more.
From PT 23, when Pharaoh agrees to let them come out of Egypt, is it because Pharaoh sees some gain for himself in that?
Ultimately, Pharaoh does everything without any choice in the matter. The evil inclination in a person that has to determine its state.
When he, at the end of his work, he earns a one. So should we reach a state where the work itself is a reward? So what is this one that comes after all of the zeros?
The creator, the connection with the Creator, that's what the person attains.
What does it mean that they came out of their own exile, the exile of his own individuality?
He was closed in himself, living in himself, dwelling in himself, and he saw the end of the path and the end of the path, and now
WPT 38. What exactly is the point of the true evil inclination, and what exactly does it mean to work for the sake of the Creator?
When a person leaves himself connected to the Creator, ties himself to the Creator so that all his goals, everything the Creator has, is important for him. Only that is important to him. Then he makes it.
I want to
say about this that it's a very important article, although it's short. Of course, we would love to hear more and more discernments from Rabash, but it's extremely important. He speaks precisely of the point within reason, above reason, within the exile, above the exile. And we insist on it. Now, we are actually standing there. We were now standing on the border.
And
that's why we need to try and read the article several times. Repeat it more and more. Truly daily. Okay. I want to ask about the text. More than once, I heard Rav say that in order to understand the text, you have to feel it. How to approach such text? How to aim the heart?
Read it again. More and more. In different states, individual states that you're going through. Until it will penetrate. Even if you don't know exactly what you're reading, if the heart doesn't respond, but also the head doesn't quite grasp, doesn't quite absorb it, but nevertheless it does enter, and later on you will feel the benefit.
A person needs to agree for the people of Israel to come out of their own exile. We talked about coming from agreement to decision. A person discovers that he has habits in him, and those habits keep him in exile.
And
he already agrees that these habits are disturbances. They disturb his connection.
Now,
from the point that he agrees that they are a disturbance,
to
overcome these habits, how do you make this leap? How do you decide this? How do you reach an action?
First of all, by prayer.
Prayer.
When a person turns to the Creator
and
asks that the Creator will not leave him, that he will not move far away,
that
he will direct him on his path towards
Can we also arrange it in such a way that this is a person in the ten?
What?
When he says that people of Israel will come out of exile, he will agree that Pharaoh will not rule over the quality of Israel. So a person sees that he's holding his friends, not letting him out of Egypt.
This is how one should think.
Mısır'dan çıkmak isteyen İsrailoğulları ve kişinin içindeki organlar arasındaki ilişki nedir?
What is the relationship between the people of Israel who want to get out of Egypt and the organs inside a person?
The organs within the person are not the organs in my physical body that I have, my chest, this bone, and I have that bone, but rather these are the individual desires that exist within a person in which he feels to what extent they're carrying him to, in order to receive, they're hindering him from attaining in order to bestow.
Good morning. How to awaken from the sleep that the Creator, the Wotrazi, is trying to put us into? How to wake up from it?
How to awaken from the sleep.
Awaken to work.
awaken to work.
Ze kinat ahava vekavod.
Through envy, lust, and honor. A person must awaken these qualities that influence him. Envy, lust, and honor. And this is possible only to the extent that he's inside the society. Under no circumstances should you exit the society, but rather as much as possible, more and more awaken the ego within him, and then he will wake up.
It says the Creator deliberately made it so that the good and bad will always be equal. So how should this equality impact our work in the Ten? How does this help us with our work in the Ten?
It doesn't help us. We need to constantly hold ourselves in aiming ourselves towards the good.
Cosa dobbiamo fare per utilizzare al meglio il faraone come un aiuto per uscire?
Dear Rav, what do we need to do to realize the help of Pharaoh to exit Egypt? Do we need to ignore him or to hear Pharaoh in order to hate him?
We need to hear Pharaoh
and to do as much as possible against what he said. Then we can understand how the Creator is conducting everything and what we need to do. How to be in partnership with the Creator. All right? Well, Women Shalom 5.
Kvod HaRav, Amarta Katuv Shebo LeParo Ichpa.
Rav, you said that come to Pharaoh because they have made his heart stricter. You said that both us and Pharaoh wants us. So why burden his heart and not soften his heart in order to exit Egypt?
Pharaoh doesn't want us to exit Egypt, even in the simple story. And it's clear to us how he wanted to hold us there. But in the end, when he sees that it just brings him trouble, so he agrees that we will exit.
Who brought him the problems? The Creator brought them to him?
It comes through Israel. That's why, first of all, he wants to get rid of Israel. That's what he asks. Yes, Dudi.
You were asked earlier whether a person can see that he's holding his friends that have not exited Egypt. And you said that each and everyone needs to think that way in the Ten, that he is holding on to the friends that have not exited Egypt.
Well,
what does that mean that I'm holding the friends that have yet to come out of Egypt?
You need to tell yourself that the fact that they aren't, that the fact they still are in the exile of Egypt, that's also your fault.
What am I not doing well?
You're not opening the opening for them to come out.
And what do I need to do?
To think for them, to pray for them.
But I'm also in Egypt.
Doesn't matter. For them, you are willing to do everything before for yourself.
Thank you. Thank you, Rav.
C'è un Dio straniero nel cuore dell'uomo. Quali azioni?
All the times that I cannot connect with the friends, there's a strange person in the heart of a person. What are the actions that help a person come out of some state?
The more you can connect to the friends and the Creator and ask that He saves us.
We are reading in the writings of Baal HaSulam the article Exile and Redemption.
כתבי בעל הסולם, עוד 469.
Writings of Baal HaSulam, Exile and Redemption.
Harmonia.
The heading, Harmony between Religion and the Law of Development, or Blind Fate.
ובגויים מהם לא תרגיע.
And among those nations you will have no repose, and there will be no resting place for your feet. And that which comes to your mind will not be at all, in that you say, we will be as the nations, as the families of the lands. The Creator will evidently show us that Israel cannot exist in exile, and will find no rest as the rest of the nations that mingled among the nations, and found rest and assimilated in them until no trace was left of them. Not so is the house of Israel. This nation will find no rest among the nations until it realizes the verse, and from there you will seek the Lord your God, and you will find him, for you will demand him with all your heart and your soul. This can be examined by studying providence and the verse that states about us, the Torah is true and all its words are true, and woe to us as long as we doubt its truthfulness. And we say about all the rebuke that is happening to us, that it is chance and blind fate, God forbid. This has but one cure: to bring the troubles back on us to such an extent that we will see that they are not coincidental, but steadfast providence intended for us in the Holy Torah. We should clarify this matter by the law of development itself. The nature of the steadfast guidance that we have attained through the Holy Torah, as in the path of Torah in providence, a far more rapid development that the other nations has come to us. And because the members of the nation developed so, there was always the necessity to go forward and be extremely meticulous with all the mitzvot of the Torah. And because they would not do so, but wished to include their narrow selfishness, meaning the lolishma, this developed the ruin of the first temple. Since they wished to extol wealth and power above justice, as do other nations. But because the Torah prohibits this, they denied the Torah and the prophecy and adopted the manners of the neighbors, so they could enjoy life as much as the selfishness demanded of them. Because they did so, the power of the nation disintegrated. Some followed the selfish kings and officers, and some followed the prophets, and that separation continued until the ruin. In the second temple, it was even more noticeable. Since the beginning of the separation was publicly displayed there by unvirtuous disciples headed by Tzadok and Baitos, their mutiny against our sages revolved primarily around the obligation of Lishma. As our sages said, wise men, be careful with your words, because they did not want to retire from selfishness. They created communities of this deplorable kind and became a great sect called Tzadokim, who were the rich and the officers, pursuing selfish desires unlike the path of Torah. They fought against the Pushim, and they are the ones who brought the Roman kingdom's rule over Israel. They are the ones who would not make peace with the imperious, as our sages advised according to the Torah, until the house was ruined and the glory of Israel was exiled.
Ken.
Yep.
Truly essential question here. Does the ruin come from a result of those who don't follow the way of the Torah, or is it actually from the separation that happens in Israel from these two extremes?
I think it's because of the separation.
So let's say those observers of the Torah that followed the prophets, what could they do so that there would not be separation? Because those people kind of didn't follow the Torah, what can they do to remain in connection with them upon that gap between them?
Don't
know what to say. That's how it's revealed.
It's like it's a true curse for those who do need to be in connection, and that's their obligation, and it's like reality does not enable them to do so.
Right.
It's also like that in every generation, I think. It's painful. Even today, the heart is painful from this matter. And the problem is, like Rav says, it's the separation itself, and not the way that they followed some bad way.
No. And who knows how much more we still have to go through.
So what's the advice? In every generation, there are those who fall. They're kind of by nature, it happens this way.
Yep.
What is the advice to complete this problem of separation, if there will always be such a problem?
Only prayer. Prayer of the whole nation of Israel. That will connect everyone.
But you're
saying a prayer of all of the people of Israel.
That's
a question. Is all of the people of Israel also to bring those people that are kind of like not on going on the path, and to bring them also to that prayer?
Yes.
Thank you.
Or more correct to say that we're all going to pray to the Creator that will connect all ends and bring them to connection.
Meaning it will nevertheless be upon those people who are following the Torah to somehow subjugate themselves and come closer to those parts of him. That's their responsibility, and that's the true effort.
Yes, that's what it seems to me.
Why and from where in Israel is there a need for separation? Why can't they be together? When they're together, after a certain period of time, they have to separate, they have to build the two temples, and they can't be in one, and so on. What is in the quality of Israel that compels them to separate each time?
Because it's against the Creator. Against the Creator.
Latin 7, the rich and the officers fought the Prushim. Who are those Prushim?
Those who wanted the connection.
Question from Turkey 8, what should we pay attention to prevent such destruction in our world group?
Not forget it and keep returning to the sources.
Rav, I'm asking a little on the background of what's happening today in the country.
When
we talk to people, people understand that we have to connect. It's really very clear today to almost everyone. I don't know, you don't find someone that you're going to say, that's going to tell you connection is bad, we don't need to do that. That's on one hand. On the other hand, a second after they do that, they go out and tip the ball over and basically nothing that to do with connection.
Yeah.
First of all, I ask, why is it like that? Why a person maybe in his mind understand that connection is good? And I'm not talking about spirituality, just comparison even. And the other hand, a second later, goes and is willing to destroy and ruin and burn the one that thinks opposite of him.
Because they're not going above reason. They don't know what it is, and they're not following that. And according to corporeality, he's right in this and he's right in that. He's right in this and he's right in that. And there's no common ground.
It's pretty clear that they're not going above reason, but where is the exit point from that point of not knowing to go above reason? They never will know how to go above reason, actually.
Right.
So,
they also project that upon us.
The
lack of cooperation. And when they look at us, they also see that we are in a separation. So they also don't have anyone to come close to. That's a problem.
Is there any action other than great suffering that will come to people that will convince them to overcome this?
Just to understand what faith above reason is that we have to get to. All of us, all of us.
That's interesting what you're saying. So that means that we have to explain outwards to the world what faith above reason is?
Yes, what it means to attain the Creator.
Can I ask? Bala Sulam writes that we're most developed nation.
Yeah.
And on the other hand, in practice, we see that we're a nation that's constantly fighting with each other, constantly in war with our neighbors. How does that settle in there? Why can't a developed country, a nation, be
specifically because of that they don't succeed? Because he is greater than his friend, his inclination is greater, and we can't. We cannot.
Mamikan.
מכאן
What from here?
From here. Let's hope that we'll go through a change. You see, in the last 100 years, still, change comes. There are a lot of people who are studying Kabbalah, who are learning how to reach it, and so on, and that are willing to go above all their habits and so on. So let's hope that we'll be rewarded in seeing it.
So is that the change, that about a few 100 years there'll be more that are studying Kabbalah?
Not only that is the change, it's an essential change in man's attitude towards himself, nature, the Creator.
What's the Creator's plan for this nation for another 100 years, for a few more years?
To bring everyone to the revelation of the truth.
What's the purpose of the wars now? Why are we in this endless dispute, non-stop?
That too. It seems pretty far, but it's also... Is there a place for us to perform internal work towards all the different streams in the nation, all the opinions that we're supposedly accepting, every opinion that, okay, you're right in something, you're right in something, and include all those opinions and work with them?
I don't feel myself
with
this power to stand up and talk to everyone with the hope, with the even smallest hope, that they could accept me and come closer to one another. They need to do it above reason, because each of them has their opinion. And rise above that.
No, I'm not saying to turn to them. We're taking all their opinions and we try to process it, because it's the Creator awakening a desire in all kinds of directions from all the streams in the nation. And in somewhat, they have a just complaint in something. But they're all mistaken because they're not going above reason. So maybe we can take all those opinions of all the streams and start praying for it,
to incorporate with all the factions, with all the opinions,
not to take it upon ourselves, but as if pray for it, that it will in us be clarified where all those complaints are coming from, that there, I'm right, that's my path. And by that connect, that we will connect the nation inside us.
No,
it doesn't happen.
That's not the way, because you need to incorporate with thousands of opinions in which each time they're also changing. What benefit would there be in that?
Not all. Let's say take a certain part that there's a dispute in the nation, and we will take, I don't know, those 5-6 opinions and say, what, why is everyone right, and how, and to pray for it, that
data elyon,
the upper reason will be revealed. Because I feel that I'm close towards the nation. I don't agree with anyone.
Correct?
Yes.
So what can I do?
To just explain what your opinion is. And here's the question. Whether anyone will understand and agree.
So how can we go down to them and accept them with love, everyone?
ולכוון אותם לבורא.
Then aim them to the Creator.
I have no idea. I stood beside Ramash, and for the time being we're continuing ourselves, just as we have from the writings of Bala Sulam and Rabash.
כן.
Thank you.
Yes.
אנחנו לומדים שנים.
We learn for years that
מה שיש בטבע,
everything in nature, and the negative parts are always help against. That we're destined to help everything move towards the correction. Now we're in the Israeli society, and there's a phenomenon that is destroying society from within, and it cannot be corrected. Unless some miracle comes, it seems that this society is going to be destroyed, and we will only learn after the destruction. As usual. And it's frustrating because we can't do anything against this. And it's something very violent. And
what are you recommending to do?
I don't know. I really don't know. That's what I'm asking you. I feel that there's nothing that can stop this thing.
I
learned from Rabash that besides dissemination, silent dissemination, in the most of the people, we can't do anything.
It sounds like taking the herd into the slaughter. Sorry for saying that. We're never despaired and we always go ahead, but it's, what do we do?
Sir, I don't know what to do besides to do the correction within us.
I searched for the forces inside me and I can't find them. Can we find them inside? Yes. Can we incorporate with
those that are here with us in our society? You can incorporate. And then, this force, this general force that you'll discover, can be a center for connection and correction.
Use the Torah or not. So what is the reason of the Torah that connects everybody?
Connection above everything.
What's above everything? What is that everything?
Above all the rest of the opinions, the opinion of connection is the highest and most successful.
So a person that feels he has an opinion after he built it is a result of years that he was working before other people that he can't stand. So what does he have to do with that now, with that opinion? In order to follow the reason of the Torah, what should he do?
He needs to go with the reason of Torah. Replace his opinion with the opinion of the Torah.
But it's not the opinion, it's the hatred towards the other, the need to be unique.
And that's the same thing.
So that's the matter here, that in order for each one to stay unique, does he need to erase himself to feel that he doesn't want to be unique anymore, that he doesn't want to be different than the other?
The Torah doesn't demand that.
So what does it demand from all these unique people?
Only connection.
But how will they do it? Because they feel that they need to relinquish themselves in order to connect to the other.
Yes, that's where they have to go above reason and towards connection. They need the force of the Creator.
And that they don't know what to do. The force of the Creator will let them to not use their uniqueness when they connect to the others?
It could be that yes.
Because otherwise they won't agree. The will to receive won't agree to surrender.
You're not allowed to address the mind of the others.
So what?
If each person in his mind thinks that he's a genius and that there's no one smarter than him.
אני מרגיש שזה מתוך זה שהוא לא יכול לוותר על הייחודיות שלו.
I feel it's because they can't relinquish their uniqueness.
Yes.
רצונות ייחודיים.
How can people, unique desires, without relinquishing themselves, their uniqueness, enter connection?
Only under, as they say, the wings of the Shechina.
I think we have to scrutinize how we let the nation feel such a thing.
To feel, I don't know. I don't know. We're learning for many years until eventually we start to understand what the sages demand, what the Kabbalists demand of us. That's it. How can you come to people and say to them that they will just be in a huge problem, all of them. So to advertise amongst them this possibility that they can save themselves through connection.
Bensi אמר לי שבעל הסולם כתב את זה
כנראה. Bensi told me that בעל הסולם wrote this in 1933, this text.
בכלל, מטלטל.
Which, it's also, it shakes you up because you read it now and it's as if he wrote it before Israel was independent. In the end of the article, he writes in one sentence, if we don't have a spiritual resurrection, there won't be a corporeal resurrection. And that goes with what you said before. This whole nation has to go above reason. The thing is, if a person has a point in the heart, then it's clear. He hears that life's purpose is above this life. If there is no point in the heart awakening, in what, how can a person hear? Because it seems that he's writing this article for the whole nation. Yes. How can the nation hear without a point in the heart that awakens? Or by us telling it, it awakens.
Out of the general force of connection.
What does that mean?
That everyone understands that they have to be connected. Otherwise, they simply disappear from the spiritual and corporeal area. And this is what gives them the possibility to hear what the Torah speaks of.
You mean the danger, the threat.
Yes.
So we can see what happened half a year ago. For a moment, it did make a nation scared and adhere for even a moment, whether a month or two, and then we go back to our nature.
Yes, well, that's our nature.
So if it's just a threat, so there has to be a catastrophe here. Scary. What has to take place here?
We are under all the conditions for that to happen.
That there'll be such a threat? Yes. That's clear. If you look a bit at what's happening in the nation and the world, how all the forces are formulating, so God forbid, that's clear.
Yes, altogether, Earth is small and weak. Yes.
Is there still like some kind of gap that we can maybe lower the threat? And
I don't know. I have to say that.